Kimberly and Raynette are the other two, I think, that are supposed to get coached today. If you're here, raise your hand. Hey.
Oh, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. What are we coaching on?
All right. So the other day I emailed in, I think one of the things I'm having the most difficulty with is answering the urges to eat. So I'm doing my 24-hour plans. I'm doing my water, my sleep. And it's the following part of where the urges come in that I'm like giving into them.
What do you notice is the patterns of the giving in?
Mostly, I think the patterns that would be after supper. It would be eating something really healthy, and then it's almost like it becomes something really sweet that I want, and it's like a drive, and then I'm like, screw it, fuck it, I'm just gonna keep going, and I'm just gonna eat my whatever I want now. It's that wanting. That's where I'm finding, and it tends to be in the evening more than anything else.
Okay, so let's just start with the evening.
Okay.
If that's the main, like, this is what I always say for all of you is that, you know, if you have like one area that you know that repeats itself, yes, solve that area and then let another area bubble up that's a problem and then solve that one. It's kind of like, you know, when you fire someone,
yeah,
the next asshole gets up and says, I would like to take the throne.
Yes.
The same thing will happen with your food. It's like you'll solve one thing and the next asshole will raise his hand and be like, here's the Cheetos.
Yep.
I'm ready to be worked on. So we're going to do evenings.
Okay.
How often are you actually planning sweets now that you've noticed you always want something sweet and you go to Fuck It Land? How many conscious planned overeats have you had at night?
No, I'm not. And I think that's maybe what's happening is I try and avoid it. And I think it's because I think my sweet is a dark chocolate. So I tend to put one piece at lunch, which is really good. But if I put it in the evening, then it's like it keeps me awake. The caffeine just keeps me awake. So
what are you eating at night now?
When I go on my binge, it goes from
sweet. Yeah, like, I want to hear the reality. I don't care about this one piece of dark chocolate. It's obviously part of the plan at lunch.
That one's
not going to be the nighttime thing.
So it'll be, it'll start with yogurt and a fruit. And then it'll go to ice cream. And then from ice cream, it'll go to the breads and the butter and the cheeses. And it's like, oh my God, it just keeps rambling. And then that's okay. How it starts.
Okay. So why not just plan all of that? If that's what you're doing, why not just plan it all and let's go?
Which I did. Because I did listen to that one.
How many of those have you done? That was the question.
Oh, I did it for about 2 weeks.
Okay. Every night?
I didn't want them anymore. Yeah. I planned it. And then I didn't want them anymore. So then I started taking it off my plan.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like I went back to it again.
Okay. Then why not just repeat that pattern and see if you can just not want it again? You said you, like, it's the problem is the want. You need to remove the want. So what do you think worked? Like, when you decided, ooh, I just don't want all this, what do you think was the part that worked?
When I allowed myself,
it's like you're just doing it unplanned now.
So when I put everything on the plan, I would look at it and then it would be, no, I don't really think I want it anymore.
Yeah, it's amazing how when we actually just plan this stuff and we give our conscious brain, it's like, hello, conscious brain. Would you like to come to the party? There's breads, cheeses, butter, all the things, fruits, yogurts, ice creams. And your conscious brain is like, what the fuck are we doing? This is not a party.
Right.
This looks like a binge. Are we doing a binge?
Right.
What you're doing is you're saying, conscious brain, go down the street and get the newspaper while we have a party and eat.
So, Corinne, why does that work so well when you write it, and yet it doesn't work well if you don't write it?
Because you take the conscious brain out of the picture. The part of the brain that says no to desire is the conscious part of the brain. You're relying on your habit brain to suddenly be enlightened and turn into a saint.
Oh, and it can't?
No. Your habit brain is a dumbass. Devil. Like, and we're just like, I don't understand why the dumbass devil doesn't just decide to like say no. It's not the higher self. This is the higher self. The higher self is the front part of the brain that's conscious, that knows what you ultimately want. This wants breads, cheeses, and all the things.
Right.
The front part of the brain doesn't want to be a binge eater.
Right. No, it doesn't at all. No.
It wants to lose their weight.
Yeah.
It has goals. It's like the front part of your brain says, and we have worksheets. We have worksheets to prove that we want this. But you can't rely on your habit brain. None of you can. Like, seriously, if you're in PMP, I don't hardly know anyone. If I can't rely on my habit brain, none of you should either. That's the way I always think about it. The days I don't have a plan, guess what happens? This would be a good day for wine, baby. And it just comes out of nowhere.
I'm like, oh, what? Yeah.
That's why planning works. And realistic planning works. Like, I know the times when I'm going to want to, like, this is, so just, I hate to tell all you, this is opening week. And opening week, I have a lot going on in opening week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, I work 15, 16 hours a day. I know on Saturday, I am going to want to go out. I'm going to want to have the drinks. I'm going to want to do all the things. If I try to plan Saturday, it's like, no. It's going to be benevolent day. It's just going to be like, you know, higher self day. It's probably not going to happen. But I just plan it like it's going to be all the things I would want. And then in those moments, I will tell you, most of the time I sit there and I'm like, is this really how we want to end the week? I allow my conscious brain to get into the mix. Sometimes I do some of it, but most of the time I don't know near as much as I would if I was just like, oh, thank God this week's over. Let's go out. Because once you do that, you're relying on your habit brain to make all the decisions. Your conscious brain says, oh, it's time to take a break.
Okay.
Go back to planning it. And then I want you, though, to write about, like, in those moments, why this is so unappealing.
Okay.
Your habit brain. Like, this is unappealing because, like we're sitting here and we're looking at it and we're making a different decision. Here's the reasons why. It aligns with my goals. I'm so glad I'm doing this. Like, you need to, like, tell that story every, like, even if you don't do it that night, if you do it in the morning, feel like, you know what? I really like how I showed up for myself last night. I had all that planned and it was just a simple decision for no. Because this is the thing. You have to tell yourself that it was a simple decision to just say no. To teach your brain that that is a simple decision.
Okay.
Rather than it was really hard and all this other stuff. Because that's what you're doing. That's what you're practicing right now.
Right. Exactly.
It's not planning it and then wanting it and teaching yourself it's really hard to say no.
Right.
The other way teaches you it's just a decision.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely. Oh, that makes so much sense for me.
Good.
Makes so much sense for me. It's like how I quit smoking. It was like a decision. I just didn't want it done.
Yeah.
And so I think that's absolutely.
Yeah.
Thank you. That totally makes sense. I'll just write it all down.
Yeah. And then the more we can think about it as just decisions, it's like with the first two callers who were having all the judgment things. It's kind of like my urges. I have this judgment about urges, you know, oh, I got to get this to go away. Oh, I don't know why this came back. There must be a problem. There must be something really wrong.
Yeah, no.
It's like it's a process. That's it.
Perfect. Thank you.
That was such a good call. Thank you.
Thank you so much. You're